All right, so last month, Gucci was in the middle of a fashion misstep when, after much social media backlash and threats of boycotts and all that, they pulled their black, almost $900 sweater, you know, the one with the red lips, which really way too closely resembled blackface. Gucci issued an apology, promising that they are fully committed to increasing diversity throughout their organization and turning this incident into a powerful learning moment for the Gucci team. So now Gucci has announced their brand new initiative. It's called Gucci Change Makers. Check it out. It includes scholarships of $1.5 million and $20,000 grants to be awarded to college students with an interest in the fashion industry. Check. That's good. Also,
okay.
Yeah. Also, a part of the Gucci Change Makers Fund, $5 million will be invested into nonprofit organizations that specifically work to support the African American community and communities of color at large.
Okay.
So that's good. That's $5 million. Now, Steve, you know him. Your friend Dapper Dan posted on the gram that he met with the CEO of Gucci, Marco Bizzarri, in Harlem. He came to Harlem. And Dapper Dan said that he has seen real action toward the solutions discussed. Black designers and fashion professionals will be given new opportunities through these initiatives.
Now,
let me say this.
I've spoke to Dapper Dan.
Okay, great.
Since the thing, and we've had a lot of conversations. We had a long, hour-long conversation the day before New Year's Eve. He made the coat I was wearing. New Year's Eve, this past year.
The countdown?
Yeah, he made that coat. And he was telling me, and what he's explained to everybody is, he say, moments like this, for them to make mistakes like this. Because when they make the mistakes is when we can develop and create the most change. If they never make the mistake, they will continue to do business par for course. You know, business as usual. But when they make these mistakes, it's when you can get in there and make change. And that's what he has Gucci doing now, making change. You know, because
you,
he says, look, man, he say it's the meeting that makes the change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's nothing to say that there's you never supposed to demonstrate. That's not what he's saying.
No, or protest. That's right. That's our right.
He's not saying that. So when you get him to the table as quickly as Dapper Dan did, you got to give Dap his props.
The CEO came to
Harlem.
Yeah.
To say, hey, what can we do to make it right? Who does that? They do it not knowing.
Yeah.
And not watching and not having the black presence in the company. When you don't have the black presence, you ain't got nobody to go, hey, whoa.
Don't do
that. Do you know how they finna feel if you make this right?
Right. Right.
Dog, you pull that black sweat up and put them pink lips on. Man, you know what black people finna do?
Exactly.
You think so?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it would've been out.
We know so.
Yeah.
But now you see that brother that they pushing at Gucci. Because I'm gonna tell you, Louis Vuitton. Mm. I don't know if you've seen the new Louis Vuitton collection, but that brother they got the collection.
They got some fly stuff.
Yeah. Oh, doggy, they clown.
He said, oh, doggy.
Doggy, they clowning.
They clowning.
Louis Vuitton clowning. This brother that they went and got, Virgil Abloh.
Oh, yeah.
That used to be with Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
This boy, this brother right here, is not playing with this Louis Vuitton collection. And Louis Vuitton got a brother in there.
And they need that. That's
right. Gucci got Dapper Dan, but they done went and got this other brother, too. I'm telling y'all, man, people have to make mistakes in order for change to occur.
Yeah.
Now, how are we going to fix this and really fix it? Yeah. And that's what Dapper Dan been saying to him. If you had some people in the room, it would have never happened. Now, how do we get the people in the room?
Black people
wearing your fashion.
A lot of money at Gucci.
Man, they do.
Yeah.
But see, what we got to do is telling you, man.
True. All right, Steve, we get it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We don't eat that. Somebody got to be at the table going, we don't eat that. When they set the plate down. How about somebody back there in the kitchen making the stuff, cooking, going, you finna serve that to black people?
Yeah.
Dog, black people don't eat scones.
All right, up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today right after this.